Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro... and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is from the trenches, worldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, my goodness, it's Turncoat Tuesday, 27th day of October, 2020. Doesn't seem possible. It's 12:04 Pacific time. The Word from the Trenches is hosted by myself, Henry Shively, and by my brother, John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign again. That's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with JD and myself today. Well, it is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 64 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. So a little warmer, cold day. It was almost 25 or something this morning. It's still in the 20s. It's cold. I hate winter, in case you didn't know. That being said, how's the weather today out there in Nazi Joyzy, John?
Well, Henry, over here in the northeastern seaboard state of Nazi Jersey, at about 95 feet above sea level mean, we've got 63 degrees with 63% humidity, mostly cloudy skies, but it's still not a bad day.
Well, I guess I wouldn't complain. You're 65 you get today?
It's supposed to hit 65, but right now we're at 63.
Hmm. Well, if it stays in the 60s, I don't really start getting cold until it gets down in the 50s. It's kind of chilly, you know. You got to put a coat on. Gets down in the 40s, you got to put a little heavier coat on. Gets down in the 30s, and it's getting cold. That's just all there is to it. Anyway, anything particular poking you in the eye this morning?
Well, they got something about this Hunter Biden, and now he confesses to a partnership with China's spy chief. Imagine that. And, you know, Henry, the whole lot of them just belong in jail.
I know. It's just disgusting to fucking watch it. That's what I was watching this morning. You had Barack Obama, the communist organizer, you know, the south side of Chicago, communist organizer, and he came up there, you know, by, you know, trying to just give this fiery fucking, you know, bullshit fucking speech about how wonderful things were under fucking, you know, him and Joe, and, you know, that Kamala Harris and fucking Joe Biden are good. They really care. Hey, did you know that they really care about us? They're not like the rest of them, John. They actually fucking love us, man. And they want to help us. I mean, you could tell it was just a communist organizer up there fucking trying to organize communists to fucking come together for commie-fuckingism. I mean, he's such a pathetic piece of shit, man. He makes me want to fucking puke. He thinks that, I mean, if somebody like that can fucking bend your mind or sway your fucking mind, you are a fucking retard. That's all I can say. I've got this goddamn thing here that, this just gets more confusing for me every day, and it helps when we talk about it, because we kind of can figure out with this, you know, it's supposed to be stupid. Fauci, this is Fauci. Early COVID-19 vaccines will only prevent symptoms, not block the virus. This is the name of this article, brother.
Okay, well, while we're doing the rollover here, I'm going to go hit my head against the 4x4 so I'm properly conditioned to accept
that's
this.
That's what we've been forgetting to do, man. No wonder this stuff has been so hard to swallow.
Yeah, remember, we used to have a head knocker board. Remember that?
Okay. Prevent symptoms. Oh, I get it now. We'll be right back.
I don't know. Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
And John D. Alrighty now, I'm going to read that one more time. Fossey, we got a full colon. Early COVID-19 vaccines will only prevent symptoms, not block the virus. So that would make Tylenol a vaccine, right? I mean,
or Motrin.
Or Motrin, yeah. That would prevent a symptom. I mean, or even toilet paper if you blow your nose. I cannot believe I'm reading this.
It gets more goofy every day. You know what they're playing on, Henry? They're playing on people's ignorance of medical practices and medical science, because most people are not very educated in medical sciences, especially when you talk about something as esoteric as virology, epidemic sciences, pandemic sciences. So they're playing on it, but people are learning real quick because they keep looking around saying, you know, they keep talking about a pandemic, but I don't see any signs of it.
I don't see any signs of it either. And when they start calling vaccines preventive to prevent symptoms, I don't know what your idea of a vaccine is, or what our idea of a vaccine is supposed to be, getting inoculated from a disease. Or, you know, like the having the disease and then having the immunities, you know, like when you had chicken pox when you were a kid. Ooh, got rid of those. I mean, you know, you never have to worry about it again. But, I mean, to prevent symptoms,
Now, honey, just so people understand, the way a vaccine's supposed to work is it's supposed to stimulate your immune system to produce the antibodies that will find and destroy the viruses. It doesn't prevent the symptoms. What it does is it stimulates your immune system to produce the antibodies that will kill the viruses. That's what it's supposed to do. So it doesn't address the symptoms. It actually is supposed to. Actually, they inject the disease into you is how they do it. And, of course, we know that's exactly what they're doing with all these vaccines. They're injecting the diseases into you that have exploded across the planet. But it doesn't address the symptoms. A vaccine, I've never heard of that before, where the vaccine's supposed to address the symptoms.
Well, they used to call that a treatment for an ailment.
Yeah, right, exactly. The treatment will address the symptoms.
Anyway, this is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. At least four candidates are near the finish line in the U.S. coronavirus vaccine race. Now, this is a vaccine we're talking about here. But how well they will work remains a question. A key point to note, however, is that the vaccine isn't an end-all solution to the pandemic. That's in large part because any inoculations developed now are focused on simply preventing symptoms from arising rather than killing off the virus altogether. Well, you'd have to, you know, it's that one piece puzzle. It just keeps, you know, you said that. That just makes so much, I mean, it shines. It's like somebody's putting a spotlight on that one piece puzzle, and I can see it so clearly. The latter goal is a secondary endpoint, according to Dr. Anthony Fossey, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease Bullshitter. Oh, I put that in there. The primary thing you want to do is that if people get infected, prevent them from getting sick. And if you prevent them from getting sick, you will ultimately prevent them from getting seriously ill. Fossey said at a Yahoo Finance Markets summit Monday. I mean, I guess this push by the people to tell the truth that there is no such thing as a fucking coronavirus is going somewhere.
This is starting to remind me. Remember the Brady Bunch? They had done a spoof movie of it with Shelley Long. It's probably about 15 years old now. Yeah. It was actually very well done. And, you know, the father, Brady, would always have these little pearls of wisdom, like, you know, when you get to where you're going, there you are.
Yes, that's what I just heard.
And this is the same kind of bullshit.
Yes, it is, man. What I would settle for, this is the main man, what I would settle for, and all of my colleagues would settle for, is the primary endpoint to prevent clinically recognizable disease, he said. whatever the hell that means.
Wait a second. Now, didn't they already tell us that 70 to 80% of these people that get it are asymptomatic, meaning they don't display any symptoms, which is exactly what he says that's the end point they're looking for?
And that's what they're making a vaccine to prevent, no symptom. I don't get it, dude. That's what I said. I was a little confused. When I hit my head,
I don't have a board big enough laying around to whack myself in the head for this.
The level of protection would be the ultimate goal to defusing the crisis, but it's hard to do with companies facing an imminent demand for some sort of solution. While no vaccine is 100% effective, having a majority of the population inoculated and higher percentages of efficacy is the best to hope for. The most effective vaccine is the measles vaccine. Now, you're listening to this. The most effective vaccine is the measles vaccine, which elicits an antibody response 98% of the time. What in the fuck does the goddamn measles vaccine have to do with this?
Well, Henry, you inject a disease into people, and 99% of the time, their body's going to react to it.
Well, you would think. Why did they throw that in there? That's what I ain't getting. The most effective vaccine is, the measles vaccine.
Henry, you just didn't hit yourself in the head hard enough.
God, all I got is this goddamn desk. Anyway, let's go on to the next one. The WHO taps anti-conspiracy crusader to sway public opinion on COVID vaccine.
Remember they were talking about, what was it, vaccine hesitancy. They had to overcome that.
Well, yeah, but this is the vaccine that ain't a vaccine. It's a treatment.
Oh, yeah, that's right. For a disease that doesn't exist, mind you.
And I got to keep all of this in mind while I'm trying to figure this shit out. From Children's Health Defense, sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. An outspoken proponent of government-led tactics to influence public opinion on policy and to undermine the credibility of, quote, conspiracy theorists will lead the World Health Organization efforts to encourage people, encourage public acceptance of COVID-19 vaccine. You know, the vaccine that ain't a vaccine. Children's Health Defense has learned. Last week, WHO.
Oh, wait. So it's a vaccine that's not a vaccine for a disease that's not a disease.
Yeah. And these are the masterminds that are going to convince me.
Just trying to understand this, Henry.
Okay. How in the fuck are they going to convince me about something that is. You can't be understood. I don't get it. Okay. Whatever you say, man. Last week, WHO's general director tweeted that he was glad to speak with the organization's technical advisory group on behavioral insights and sciences for health to discuss vaccine acceptance and uptake in the context of COVID-19. But I ain't going to do it again. In the next tweet, he announced that Case Sunstein, founder and director of the program on behavior economics and public policy at Harvard Law School, will chair the advisory group, which was created in July. Sunstein was former President Barack Obama's head of Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, where he was responsible for overseeing policies relating to information quality. Okay. In 2008, Sunstein wrote a paper proposing that governments employ teams of covert agents to congenitively infiltrate online dissident groups and websites which advocate, quote, false conspiracy theories about the government. In the paper, Sunstein and his co-authors wrote. Now, what are you going to try and convince us of here? I mean, you just now told me that the vaccine ain't a vaccine, that it's a treatment, and I won't accept the vaccine that's not a vaccine, that's not a treatment, and you're going to infiltrate us? Because, I mean, this is your shit we're reading, you bastards. I mean, this is the World Health Organization. We're reading what you're writing.
I remember all the disease that the CDC.
Huh?
I remember.
You're cutting out, John.
Remember, and this is for a disease that the CDC said is not a disease because it exists as a computer program only.
This man must be a genius. If you think, I mean, I don't even understand what he's supposed to be going to convince me of. I mean, you've already convinced me. You've told me there's no disease and that the vaccine ain't a vaccine. It's a treatment for the symptoms of the disease that doesn't exist. Okay, I got it. I mean, you don't got to come and infiltrate us. Wow, we're just reading your shit here, man. Hang on. Our principal claim here involves the potential value of congenitive infiltration of extremist groups designed to introduce informational diversity into such groups and to expose indefensible conspiracy theories as such. Now tell me what in the fuck.
Information diversity. There's our phrase for the week. What does that mean? Oh, they're going to lie to you.
I don't know what the fuck they're going to lie about. What is there left to lie about? I mean, they've told us everything, but I mean, they're going to infiltrate. I mean, I have had some weird ass fucking comments come up, you know, I toss them in the garbage, but were you like on the tail end of them? They like to kind of indicate like that some of this could be fucking real when you've got, I mean, just, you know, go look, read it. They're telling you it's not real. Just, what did I just read you? That I didn't make that shit up sitting downstairs and have Laura type it. The vaccine ain't a vaccine.
Didn't we go over the difficulty of figuring out a one-piece puzzle yesterday?
Man, I'll tell you, I never could have thought. You know, I did those big motherfucking puzzles, you know, 1,000 pieces that would cover the whole kitchen fucking table. And I tell you what, this one-piece puzzle's got more fucking, more stress attached to it and more fucking, what the hell could you call it? It's harder.
It must be. It must be harder than a Rubik's Cube with none of the colors match up because they told us it doesn't exist. They said, look, we had an unfiltered sample. That meaning they don't know what was in it. They took 35 or 37 base pairs out of it and then used a computer to put in the missing 30,000 base pairs into their little computer program. And that's where it exists in cyberspace. That's it. There is no physical reality of it.
Yeah, that's what they've told us. And then onto this radio program and we just tell what they tell. We're going to infiltrate you and change the, how in the hell did they put it?
What's the phrase of the week there? What is it?
Well, let me find it here. I just switched to another article here. I got to look here. What did I do with it?
That was such a line of bullshit. I got to write it down.
Okay, here we are.
Information diversity.
Information diversity. Now,
you gotta give them credit, Henry. They are so creative with their bullshit. They mold bullshit the way a sculptor can mold clay.
Can you give me an example of information diversity? I say, like out the window, and I say the sun is shining. That's information. What would information diversity be?
Well, that's not really the sun you're seeing.
Oh. It's actually the moon.
Yeah, or something like that. You know, you've got retina damage, and you're actually in a dark room, but you think you're looking at the sun.
Oh, okay. Even though you told me it was the sun, but you told me yesterday.
Yeah, and you can feel the warmth from it, and of course you're outside, and your eyes can see everything else just fine. It's only the sun that's the problem.
I don't know what to believe. I can't believe myself anymore.
We used to talk about, and I remember in school they would talk about propaganda, especially under Stalin and in China when I was a kid. I mean, we are long, way, way past any threshold they ever set.
Well, they've gone so far past Orwell that it's laughable. I mean, goddamn it, when I read 1984, you know, that's a scary kind of book. But to what they're doing here, just like what I just read, I mean, that is goofy. I mean, you turn a paper in like that in school, you get a D on it or an F. I mean, they'd say, what the hell are you talking about? Information diversity. I guess that's like that when they fucking tell you that there's a, you know, I have my own set of facts. Really? And I got my own set of facts and they don't agree. I don't think they can be facts. Somebody ain't got facts here. I mean, that's how they're trying to get your fucking, that's what they're trying to get you to fucking think. I have my different set of facts here. There cannot be a different set of facts, you goddamn idiot. We're not that fucking dumb yet. You didn't give us the shot yet, remember? Maybe after the shot, we'll be that fucking stupid that we'll believe something like that. But not yet.
Well, Henry, the people got to be buying this because, number one, they're wearing a mask to stop a virus that's 1,000 times smaller than the best mask can actually filter out.
Yes.
So that's like trying to catch rainwater with a fishnet. Uh-huh. And then you've got this 6 foot. The 6 feet personal space barrier that you're supposed to walk around, this little invisible bubble, where there has never, ever been any study that says 6 feet is a safe distance, and if you're at 5 feet, now you're in danger, and if you're at 7 feet, you're even safer than before.
But then
that's never been done anywhere in any population that I've heard about.
But then the information diversity comes into play because there's never been a COVID-19 to go into that 6 foot space.
Uh-oh, you're making sense, Henry.
Oh, I know. My head hurts, too.
I mean, we're off the deep end. You know, you've heard me talk about cartographers, you know, when they made up maps in the old days and there was areas that they hadn't explored but they knew were there. They just said there'd be monsters here. And then after that, you were off the edge of the map. And, man, right. We are long off the edge of the map here.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. We're on the Rainbow Bridge. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. I mean, this is the goddamn CDC and the World Health Organization. These real important, smart, way smart. I mean, maybe I'm just too dumb to understand what information diversity is. How there can be two sets of fucking facts that contradict each other and both be facts. That's a tough one for me. I'm sorry.
Now, Henry, let's look about it. Now, they've talked about there's been a couple of trial runs with some vaccines, and they never said where did they get the virus to develop the vaccine from, because to develop a vaccine, you need the virus and or the antibody or both. And as far as we know, nobody's got them because, well, CDC admitted it doesn't exist. But they've supposedly done some trial runs, and the goddamn vaccines are killing people. So they want you to inject yourself with something that could potentially kill you for a disease where 70 to 80% of the people who get it show absolutely no symptoms of it. But I'm going to go get an injection that may kill me for a disease that actually may actually have no fucking physical, symptoms if I even did catch it. That's if it was real.
Well, here's some information diversity for you. They're not vaccines. They're treatments. I mean, my God.
Holy shit, man. You know, in the old days, Henry, when I was in the military, every once in a while when we just heard something, you know, sore or heard something really spectacular, like, oh, man, we just didn't feel like doing it. We were just like, oh, shit, fuck. Yeah, you know, that's what we would say. And we're at one of those
moments. We're at the point of shit fucking, and we're, you know, just a couple of ways from this fucking menagerie, I don't even know what to call this thing they're playing on TV, this fucking thing, this, you know, that's going to cause a lot of violence. There was a lot of violence in Philadelphia last night. You know, somebody charged a cop with a fucking knife, and then the cop shot a guy, and he died, so they burned half the fucking town down. This shit's going to get real, real quick, people. Maybe this is how it starts. I see it building day after day. I mean, you got an information diversity and two sets of facts out there that are completely diametrically opposed to one another. And now they're feeding you this shit back here, you know, like telling you, well, it's not actually a vaccine. It's to stop the symptoms. The symptoms of what?
We're gone, Henry. This country, we're toast, man.
Oh, man.
You know, we used to say, stick a fork in it. It's done.
It's done, brother. Texas prepares to send 1,000 troops to 5 major cities. D.C. boards up its stores. And Washington State puts National Guard on alert and amid fears of post-election violence. I'm getting a little echo from somewhere. This from Daily Mail. It was sent in by Misty again. She's sending all the articles in today. For discussion, I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Where's the echo coming from, Laura? Huh? From Daily Mail? Well, then, Daily Mail, would you mute up, please? Thank you. Okay, here we go. The Texas Guard said troops would be sent to Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio. Mute them up. Well, then turn it off. Hmm. Okay. Major General James K. Brown of the Guard said the move would offer support to local law enforcement as we did previously to deter any civil disturbance at sites in various cities within Texas. In the nation's capital, businesses close to the White House began to board up their windows Monday. Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills will also board up ahead of November 3rd in anticipation of violence. There in Washington State, up to 300 National Guard soldiers are undergoing training to handle civil unrest. New York City has similar plans in place as the NYPD is training every day and deploying hundreds of extra cops. FBI and local officials in several states have also been conducting drills and running through worst-case scenarios to improve coordination on reports of violence and voter intimidation ahead of the election. So, I mean, what we're coming into here is a goddamn battle. I mean, I don't know which facts to even look at anymore, people. But, I mean, you better be fucking locked and loaded and ready to fucking rock. Because both of these sides are saying they're not going to accept. I mean, this is coming down to where we should have already joined one of the groups and be prepared to kill one another to a man to get rid of the fucking only threat to their fucking one world order. And these fucking radicalists, the radicalist ones of them all, are saying we are not going to accept it. If Trump loses, it's fraud. If Joe Biden loses, we're just not going to accept it because we want communism and we want Kamala Harris. We want this communist agenda. Jesus Christ, everything they want. I want the goddamn Bill of Rights. So, I would just love, like I said, to sit back and watch these people fucking kill each other. But I'll tell you fuckers something out there, you anarchist cocksuckers. I'm going to tell you something. Don't go into the goddamn suburbs. You go into the suburbs, and I can promise you at least one place, you're going to get the shit blowed out of your asses. You come fucking around where my kids live, I'll be up there, and I'll show you how to bump fire a fucking gun, man. I'll mow you motherfuckers down like the lawn. You better keep your fucking shit down in your shithole fucking city and just keep playing your fucking games down there and stay the fuck away from decent folk because we're going to kill you if I'm fucking around. Remember that. And then when it happens, it won't be no goddamn surprise. There won't be one set of fucking facts and that'll be the fucking dead bodies all over the fucking street. You got it, you motherfuckers? You come burning out in the fucking burbs, you die. 74% of MS-13 gang members charged were in the United States illegally. Say it ain't so. This is from Washington Post Free Beacon, sent in by Misty for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Misty's just got a corner on the market today. 74% of MS-13 gang members charged by federal prosecutors between 2016 and 2020 were in the country illegally. I don't believe this, man. There has to be some diversity of reality here that says this isn't so. They wouldn't let the MS-13, they wouldn't let them there with the teardrops. You know who they are. We seen them on television. They didn't let them come in, did they? Of course they didn't. But I'm telling you what, they're going to come into play here. That's why they're starting to mention them again. Just like the fucking during the uprising of 1775, when they unleashed the savages on the frontiers to burn and pillage the frontiers. Come on down, you motherfuckers. We'll plant you like corn. Anyways, guys, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break, and I'm going to hit my head again.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy and Expect None. Go goofy, you motherfuckers. Go. Let's get this shit fucking over with. That being said, it's time for the tactical report. So I'll be turning the mic over to Mr. John D., United States Marine Fighting Tyranny, my brother. Go for it, John.
All right. Thank you very much, as always, Henry. Okay, let me get me... reseated here. Okay. Well, during that break, I went out and I beat my head with a 2x4 just so I could just understand this information diversity. There's our new phrase for the week. God, you gotta love the Orwellian terminology. You know, if I was on mushrooms, smoking some of the most badass weed on the planet, drank a quart of vodka, and shot up some heroin, I still would not have been high enough to come up with a term like that. Information diversity. Oh, man. If that doesn't make you laugh, nothing will. All right, let's get moving. I'm John D. West Marine Fighting Tyranny. This is the Tactical Report. It is Tuesday, October 27th, 2020. Can you believe it? It's almost the end of the month already. And, of course, for those that follow word etymology, Tuesday comes from the Scandinavian theology, the Norse gods. Tuesday was Tyr, the god of war, which became their Tears Day, which became our Tuesday. So just for people that like to follow that kind of stuff. All right, let's get going here. It is 1541 Eastern Daylight Time. That's 341 to all you civilians out there and to all the retards who can't wait to vote. Because if we could just get the right people in office, they'll fix everything because they're all so good and honest. And they all love us so much. They just want to love us to death. For you people, Mickey's little hand is just past the three, and his big hand is pointing up near the thing that looks like a little snowman. That would be the number eight. All right, let's cover a few things here. Let me get this out of here. I had a little pop-up. All right. Talking about this bullshit called COVID. Now, remember, they keep giving us all kinds of contradictory information about it. And remember, that's one of your indications that it's pure bullshit. They create what's called the fog of information, the fog of war, the fog of information, because they keep contradicting themselves, and then after a while, if you keep listening to it all, you don't know which way's up, you don't know which way's down. It kind of feels like you're in a washing machine on the spin cycle, doesn't it? That's one of the ways you know you're in a new spin cycle. Because it's bullshit, people. Pure bullshit. And let's look at some of this bullshit over on RT. Russia Today, flew away. Scientists baffled at disappearance of influenza. But is it really gone or just masked by COVID-19? Now, I love this, how they just don't even acknowledge that the CDC's own report, which has now made it out into all the alternate news stations, or for the most part has. So there's clearly widespread information or knowledge of the fact that the COVID-19 was nothing more than a computer program, a spreadsheet that the CDC came up with where they kind of designed it based on their expectations of how a virus might be put together if nature made one like that, but it exists nowhere but in a computer program. You would think they would acknowledge that by now, but no, they don't, because they're part of the people. That's Russia, Iran, all of them, because they're all following suit, and that's how you know they're all part of the shill network. But over here in this article, let's see what this says. There has been a 98% plummet in flu infections this year, dispelling fears of a COVID and flu twindemic, about which many have warned. Experts say we can thank masks and social distancing. Man, you smell that? Oh, my God, is that fresh bullshit or what? Can you smell that full-bodied aroma? Yes, people, that is what's called COVID bullshit. Oh, it smells so good. Anyway, I just wanted to punch that. Now, this has already been covered, that the increase in COVID confirmed cases was also mirrored by a drop in the reported number of flus, influenzas, pneumonias, all the other types of respiratory inflammation or respiratory illnesses that people normally do get. Those mysteriously went to zero or near zero when the supposed COVID-19's reported cases were exploding, because they were being diagnosed as COVID-19, because COVID-19 doesn't exist. Remember, it's a one-piece puzzle, people. How's that for some alliteration? One-piece puzzle, people. Say that fast, three times, real quick. So anyway, it doesn't exist. The CDC has admitted it's a mathematical program. And remember, now, I don't know what medical school many of these doctors and nurses or healthcare workers went to, but they should have taught them the most fundamental statement of medical sciences, which is you can't get sick from something that doesn't exist. Period. It's a one-piece puzzle. And yet they keep going on like it's everywhere. It's happening all over the planet. Everybody's got it. But it's just, well, nobody can isolate it. Nobody can find it. No one can find the antibody to it. You know, even though there's supposedly millions and millions and millions of people that now have it. But it seems, mysteriously, nobody can isolate it. Of course. You know why, people? You smell that? It's because it's bullshit. Fresh bullshit. Unadulterated bullshit. All right. So I covered that because I just wanted to mention this, that it's even in the international press, the same kind of bullshit. Let's go on. But people are buying it lock, stock, and barrel in some cases. Now, here's an interesting one over in Sputnik News. Video. Violent brawl over face mask on U.S. flight sees traveler shocked, arrested. Well, there's obviously some video with this. It says newly surfaced cell phone footage revealed passengers aboard a Puerto Rico-bound Spirit Airlines flight engaged in a violent brawl over the weekend after a group of fellow flyers were seen maskless and walking the plane's aisles. Oh, they were maskless. Well, how dare they? How dare they? Let's see what this says. The incident unfolded at about 7 p.m. local time on Sunday aboard a Spirit Airlines flight that had departed from Newark, New Jersey, to San Juan, Puerto Rico, citing police. The altercation unfolded once the plane landed and that the exchange of blows was prompted by a traveler who reportedly punched passengers Nessia Veronica Payne. Video circulated on social media shows Payne initially standing on top of one of the plane seats, yelling out remarks to an individual in a white T-shirt before swinging into the crowd, growing in the aisle. Law enforcement officials eventually make their way to the warring parties, and Payne is seen struck with the electrical prongs of an officer's stun gun. But what I'm not sure is, were they wearing the mask or not wearing the mask, the ones who became violent? Let's see. That doesn't even matter. The fact is, though, people are buying this bullshit. Now, I will tell anybody, hey, I don't wear a mask any fucking where I go. And when people do say to me, I just pretty much either look at them, don't say anything, and I just keep walking, or I'll tell them to go fuck themselves, or I'll just give them a polite comment. Well, I'm not wearing a mask for something that doesn't exist. It's a complete fabrication, and I just walk off. I don't even give them a chance to respond. But I'll tell you what, if there is somebody out there, somebody up here in central New Jersey, and you see me walking around without a mask and you want me to wear it, it's very simple. You just have to accomplish two things. You have to come over and you have to force one on me. And then number two, you have to live long enough for the ambulance to get you to the hospital. That's all you have to do. And then maybe I'll wear it. But outside of that, ain't happening. Going on. Talking about the bullshit. Now, this is over in the Welsh government. RT, Russia Today, sanitary products non-essential? Wrong. Welsh government replies to shoppers after they share their shock on Twitter. And what this is, it says, people in Wales have been left confused and angry as shops and supermarkets interpret the government's new lockdown rules banning the sale of non-essential items. Now, what does the sale of non-essential fucking items have to do with a disease that doesn't exist? That's right, absolutely nothing. And even if it did exist, if it was an influenza, let's just say it was an influenza that was just being overstated. You know, they were actually taking a real germ and just simply using it as an excuse for the lockdowns. And there was really nothing more than a mild cold. But we know COVID-19 doesn't even exist. But let's just say, even if it was a real one, a mild cold going around, what the fuck does a non-essential, the purchase of what they're calling non-essential items, have to do with stopping the spread of a cold, a common cold? Absolutely nothing. This is planet-wide conditioning for the herd to accept the herd regulations, because you're nothing but goyim, human cattle, animals. Remember, the international communists have pushed all their chips into the middle of the table. This is Operation Global Enslavement. And as a slave, you have zero rights. You don't even have the rights to just go buy anything you want anymore with your slave wages. You can't even do that anymore. That's the point we've reached, people. So you better damn well stop fighting back, because this is complete and utter bullshit. And if you let them get away with it now, the very next thing come the pits, where they're going to massacre people by the tens, by the dozens, by the hundreds, and by the thousands. And then future generations will ask again, well, how did that happen? How did they let that happen? You know, like you hear some people talking about now, Nazi Germany, or in Mao Zedong's China, when there were millions of people were being massacred. But how did they let that happen? I'll tell you how they let that happen. Exactly like this. Exactly what's happening right now. Going on. I like this. This happened just last night. Philadelphia overrun by rioting, looting after police shoot knife-wielding black man. Because, you know, white people never carry a knife, and of course there's never a white man wielding a knife. But no, when it's a black guy and he gets shot by the cops, because white people never get shot, don't you know that? We're bulletproof. We're born that way. But when it's a black guy that gets shot, well, that's always cause for rioting, don't you know? Says, let's see what this article says. Yet another night of looting and rioting in America. In reality, the footage of the incident shows Wallace Jr. ignoring numerous warnings from police officers to drop the weapon as he advances on them before being shot. Well, you got to admit, that's pretty stupid, because we know the cops will shoot you over a goddamn out tail light. So going at cops with the knife in your hand, you pretty much know they're going to shoot at you. They're going to shoot at you even if you didn't have a knife in your hand. But with the knife in your hand, that kind of guarantees that they have a bullshit line to say why it was necessary to murder you. Because I'll tell you what, if you're good enough to shoot somebody and put 5 or 6 rounds right into their fucking heart, you're good enough to hit them in the legs or in the knees. And I guarantee you, there is nobody so tough that you put a couple of 9mm in their knee, or 38s or 45s, or whatever the cop is carrying, you put a fucking bullet in their knee, I guarantee you, they're dropping. There has never been a guy so tough that I've seen that can take a bullet to the knee and just keep walking at you like nothing's wrong. But no, they're trained to kill you, because remember, these occupation forces, these future massacres of America, what you call police, they've been trained by, that's right, Israel. And they're trained in how to massacre you. And they're doing a good job of it, don't you think? Going on, let's see what else we got here. Over in Cryptagon, large anti-lockdown riots in Italy and Spain. You know what's funny? I haven't seen that mentioned over here in the mass line media and the Zionist Jew-controlled press. How come they're not talking about these massive riots in Italy and Spain? You know, you look at the mass line media here in this country, and you think everybody's okie-dokie over there with it in Spain and Italy and every other country. Oh, they understand that there's a pandemic, and they may not like the lockdown, but they understand they have to comply. They got to do it. Yeah, because it's for everybody's good, don't you know? That's the way they portray it, don't they? Well, the reality is quite the opposite. Massive anti-lockdown riots are occurring all over the planet, especially in Italy and Spain. Let's see what this says. This is also over in Daily Mail. Protests erupted across Europe last night as thousands of angry demonstrators called on the governments to reconsider a second round of lockdown restrictions. In Italy, violence was reported in at least 2 major northern cities, Milan and Turin. Remember that Turin Shroud, you know, supposedly that had the image of Christ in it? As vast crowds protested freedom-limiting restrictions and forced to tackle a second surge in coronavirus cases. Now, here we go, people. Smell that? Oh, that's that corona bullshit I was talking about before. Or what they call, and I wrote it down, what's the word? Information diversity. Yes, that's our phrase for the week. You gotta love that phrase. My God, if I was blown out on every kind of drug known to man that would make me hallucinate, I still couldn't have come up with that term. Information diversity. They deserve an award for that one. And we're going to give them the cow shit award for it. Witness said a number of luxury stores, including a Gucci shop, were ransacked in central Turin as crowds of youths took to the streets after nightfall, lighting off huge firecrackers and lighting colored flares. Ooh, that's going to scare the cops. I'll tell you what, people. You know when these lockdowns stop? When the rounds start flying, when the bullets start flying. And remember, these fucking cops, they're not there for your protection. They're not protecting this democracy, even though we don't have one. This is a republic, remember? There's never actually been a democracy here in North America in the entire history of the planet. So when you say that, oh, we're trying to protect our democracy, you're a fucking imbecile. There is no democracy here. There has never, ever been a democracy here where you can even just make that misspoken statement. Remember that's a phrase that Hillary Clinton invented? She misspoke. Yeah, remember that? Well, over here, you got crowds starting to riot, but I tell you what, the only way they're going to back off is when those fucking enforcers, those international communist enforcers that stupid people call cops, when they start dying. And not by one or two, but by the dozens, the hundreds, and the thousands. Because that's exactly on what they're planning to do to you, your family, and your friends. And you don't waste a fucking round by shooting them in the chest, because they may have a bulletproof vest on. Nope. One shot right in the fucking mouth and you blow his brainstem out. Going on. Now this is over in FromRome.info, FromRome.info. And it really seems to be a religious site. It really does. It actually posts prayers and stuff, and it seems to be a Vatican-run site, but it doesn't say it anywhere that I've been able to see that the Vatican, in fact, does run it, but it certainly does look like it. But it does have some interesting news articles every now and then. And if you go over there right now, there's a whole bunch of news articles talking about all the riots going on over there. And video. So even if you can't understand Italian, because of course they're speaking Italian, it's in Italy after all, you will understand watching the videos and seeing people not obeying the lockdown supposed rules, or what they're calling, the norms, mandates. That's the word I was looking for. The lockdown mandates. You can understand that just watching people saying, fuck you. In their own way. All right. I meant to cover the financial report real quick. Over in the fraud called the financial markets, we've got gold at 1,906. Silver is at $20.37 an ounce. Well, let's drop down in the major fraud indicators. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 154 points at 27,531. The U.S. Zala Index, it's below 93 now, so it's slowly slipping against the basket of the currency, meaning it's losing its purchasing power just slightly quicker than the other fraud currencies or fiat currencies. And crude oil is up 94 cents today at $39.50 a barrel on the New York spot market. Now, if you're into gambling, cryptocurrencies had a good day. Bitcoin up a whopping $600+ and is now at a new historic high of $13,668. It was at 666 before, you know, because them Illuminati, the New World Order people, remember, they're all about the numerology. They love those numbers. Threes and sixes, and there's a couple other numbers, but certainly sixes and, of course, threes, like 33 degree Masons, 33 degree Masons, that's the right word. So they love those numbers. But Bitcoin, up a whopping $600 in one day. And that's one of your indicators. It is not money. It's not even currency. Not when you have that kind of price movement in a single day. It's a gambling device. It's also a mechanism that you can make international payments with. But for the most part, if you think of it anything other than a gambling device, you're an imbecile. Going on, Ethereum is up $14 at $407. Litecoin is up $1 at just shy of $58. All right, and last item. Now, I mentioned the Bitcoin because it reminds me of something called the Tulip Mania. And some people probably remember the term, if not the exact event. And the Tulip Mania was back there in 1637. And this, they called it the Dutch Tulip Mania sometimes. Also happened to be what they call the Dutch Golden Age, during which contract prices for some bulbs of the recently introduced and fashionable tulips reached extraordinarily high levels and then dramatically collapsed in February of 1637. In fact, I've done, because the tulips were priced in guilders, and I forget the name of the other name for the currency, but it was guilders, and let me see if it's here. No, they actually have it priced out in guilders here. But at one point, the price had reached over 1,000,000 guilders, which would be approximately equivalent to $1 million for us, about $1 million for a single tulip bulb. That's why they called it the Tulip Mania. And it's considered one of the first real speculative bubbles in human history. I kind of think that's probably happened, maybe not on this level, but I think it's happened probably before. But certainly, this is an exception in the magnitude of the speculation bubble, the size of the bubble. When you're asking for $1 million for a fucking tulip bulb, remember, it is a perishable item, so you can lose your money on it, but what they really lost their money on is the fact it wasn't worth $1 million. And so in February of 1637, people who had paid hundreds of thousands of guilders or even 1,000,000+ guilders for a tulip bulb suddenly got stuck holding the bag when the music stopped and all the chairs got pulled, and the prices completely collapsed almost down to zero, and people were wiped out. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because we're seeing the same thing over in Bitcoin right now. All right, so tomorrow we're going to get back into our bug out bag preparations, what should be in it, and the types of stresses that are affecting us, because we do have this presidential selection theater, this circus coming up, and they're promising riots, they're promising violence. And so you damn well better have your at least the bug out bag and the essentials you want to put in it, you should at least have some of them, or at least most of them, together right now, even if they're not in the bag. And we're going to go over that again. What are some of the essentials you want to consider putting in that bag? And, of course, we're even going to talk about how to properly pack the bag and what are some of the considerations in that. So we're going to start that up again tomorrow because you may need it soon. Anyway, unless there's any questions or comments, I'm going to hand this back to my friend, my mentor, and my brother, Henry Shively. Good ones. All right, on you, Henry.
Right on. Excellent report. Yeah, the bug out bag. You better, I mean, everybody better have their guns clean, their knives sharp. I mean, they're flat telling you it ain't election day. This is fucking going to be riot day. And the only way they can escalate this is to bring it, you know, they've kept this shit within a couple of blocks, you know, like up in Portland, up in Seattle. I mean, most people didn't even know, you know, you don't even know what's going on. They're going about their daily business, going to work and paying their fucking bills, paying their taxes and just, you know, living life such as it is under COVID-19, making love with their masks on and,
dancing back to back.
Yeah, but I mean, it's going to get. It's going to. I mean, they're telling you straight up right now. It doesn't matter who wins. There's going to be. I mean, all hell's going to break loose. So be ready for all hell to break loose. You be the hell that breaks loose. When these people come, man, when they come start torching fucking people's houses and shit, and then coming out of into the fucking burbs. I know a lot of people that live out in the burbs, man. Up around Portland and Seattle, and they're going to come out with their fucking guns and they're going to mow these motherfuckers down. And this might be how they intend to start this civil war. Only it's not going to be a civil war, because when you come out, they're coming down the street and they're fucking burning people's houses, going up and throwing, you know, just, but they've done it before. And burning, you know, and they come up, they're going to burn your house. Shoot the son of a bitch. But when you shoot the son of a bitch, you better realize the other half of the fucking communists are going to be good. Now the goddamn, those, Blackwater USA policing forces for the fucking international fucking communists, for the goddamn, United States Corporation. They're going to be coming to fucking take care of your ass because they're going to protect their comrades until they get the fucking people to go into the camps. Going out and burning will just be a way to try to piss people off. Well, I'm going to join with this side. Once they get enough people joined, then they can have a war. Until then, they will come to one another's aid. And we've already seen it. We've seen it several times. We've seen the cops sit right down the fucking street. I mean, not even a fucking block away, and watch the Antifa there in the fucking streets of Portland attacking people, just trying to drive down the goddamn road, you know, because they had to go to somewhere in that shit part of the city in that two fucking blocks that they call under Antifa jurisdiction, okay? And you're going to introduce them to your fucking jurisdiction. It's called the Second Article, and it is your goddamn right to defend your fucking property and your life with deadly force, no matter which fucking motherfuckers come after you. But it'll be the anarchists that will fucking come out and start the burning. And when you go to take care of the anarchists, you better have guns ready to point the other way, because here's going to come the other fucking half of them to fucking save them, because you're not joining a side. You're refusing to join a side. And they've got the sides out there, and they're pretending like there's going to be a zillion people that's going to come out and vote. Oh, you ought to see it, John. Obama, when he was doing his fucking communist speech, he's talking about 69 million people came out to vote. Well, that's kind of hard to fucking believe. At the time of Obama, they were saying that only 65% of the people of 340 million, they said in them days. Of course, we know there's another 100 million fucking foreigners here, were not registered to vote. That would have meant that 4 million more people than were registered to vote came out to vote. Well, and if even the whatever they show on the screen, you know, is a fucking lie, especially if it's a number. And even if you see these large numbers of these mail-in ballots and stuff, how many of them are fucking foreigners? There are 100 to 200 million fucking foreigners in this country. How many of them are dead people? How many of them are just filled out and fucking just signed a name to the son of a bitch? There is no check on this. I already explained to you people how this fucking secret ballot bullshit works. So there is, I mean, no matter which way it goes, there's going to be trouble. So you better be ready for fucking trouble. And you better have your mind right. If they come to burn your house, are you going to run? Are you going to let them burn your house? Or are you going to go out and fucking light them up? I guess that will be the
Henry,
question.
Well, Henry, you know, they got to keep in mind the American national mantra. They said there's a storm coming. They don't understand. I am the storm.
I am the storm. And you're going to see, you're going to finally meet the fucking American nationals, you sons of bitches. That being said, we're about past the top of the hour, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And hey, man, with this fucking, you know that this is 155% fucking fraud that they're calling this corporate fucking occupational vote, that if you take part in it, I mean, if you take part in it, you're committing treason against the rest of your fucking people. There's no two ways about it. That's just the fucking, that's physics. And the, and that is the, what used to be our language. It says you are. So go and register to vote. Don't be a part of this shit. Let them know that they're fucking, there's that third party out there that's made up of the fucking masses that fucking, that are not going to kill each other. We're just going to kill you fucking communists, run you out of this fucking country. And then we're going to invoke the fucking supreme superior law that was supposed to be in operation the whole fucking time. It ain't like we don't have something to replace this shit with. That's what they're acting like. You know, like, well, what would we do without cops? Well, you would fucking elect a sheriff like you're supposed to. You would take control of your own fucking jurisdiction. And you would elect a fucking judge. And you would elect a coroner like you're supposed to. And you would set up a fucking court like you're supposed to, a common law court where the fucking judge sits there and he makes sure nobody's rights are violated and that all the procedures are followed. That's what you would do. And then you would have, and the sheriff, you know, because you just got the sheriff. They got, you know, 1,000 cops out there. Well, he could raise a fucking 1,000 man if he's in the right place, like someplace like Portland. He could raise a 10,000 man fucking posse and nothing fucking flat because people are sick of this shit. People want it shut down. People want to get this fucking corporation out of here. This is a fucking unlawful occupation. And they created the corporation in violation of the 9th article of the absolute law and the authority of we the people. They said, fuck your authority, fuck your jurisdiction, we're taking over. Well, we're going to see about that, aren't we? And that is The Word from the Trenches.